Dead Set Legends here. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. We do the show thanks to the mates of ours at Mitsubishi. The Mitsubishi Triton. Nothing can frighten a Triton. You can be part of the conversation at any time on 1-333-53 to win a VB pack. Time now for this.
Curly.
Yeah, chance for Jude and I to ask some questions around the game of rugby league to Del. Fire away, Jude.
Right, Del. We've all lauded the speeding up of the game and the reduced penalties, but with the number of blowouts, is momentum too hard to stop under the new rules?
Yeah, look, it certainly is, but I think teams are going to have to work harder together. And it's like when you change the rules of something and you've got to get used to it. We saw Melbourne adapt last night against South. I think, you know, teams will adapt, and I like it. It's the way it is. It's a change-up. I think the game's better for it.
Still clunky, though, Melbourne, weren't they?
Yeah, but if you can be clunky and still beat the Bunnies like that, I know you like the Bunnies getting beaten, but, you know, they've got to change a few things up, too, with their personnel, too, because they dominated the wrestle for 10, 15 years.
Okay, the Roosters lost their first two games, and then they started off the new season with South and the Broncos. People are starting to think, oh, they're going to be 0-4. All of a sudden, they're 2-2 with two very dominant performances. Are they now premiership favourites?
No, look, I can understand why people think they should be. They're a very good side. They showed no Tedesco. The Morris boys are doing what they're doing. Great forwards. I still think Canberra, for me, they're the favourites. But I had Canberra and the Roosters in my grand final this year, and I'm going to stick with it. But, oh, geez, they're classy. They're classy, the Roosters. Lindsay Collins, what an absolute beast. And then Brett Morris at the back.
There's a mate of mine who's a Canterbury supporter. He said, I'm just so glad we let the Morris twins go.
Yeah.
When they had them there a couple of years ago. Like, how can someone make that decision?
But I tell you what happens. Also, if you're not happy at a place or at a club, that just goes to show. Both of those boys are 34. Even Cronulla, they didn't want Josh to go, but they were happy because of salary cap issues there. He goes. Mate, I don't know what it's like to have a brother and play football with your brother or any sort of sport or sister, but you can just see they're feeding off one another. And I'm so proud of what those blokes are doing because they've been wonderful ambassadors, not just for rugby league, but, you know, for the game in general.
Hmm. We talk a lot about pressure on coaches. We got Monday night. We got Canterbury versus the Dragons. Who is more likely to either be stepped aside or pushed out? Is it Dean Pay or Mary McGregor?
Me
after
as
a bad loss.
So me, as a Triple M commentator, it's a tough one, but I'm going to have to answer it. At the moment, you'd have to think Paul McGregor's under the pump because I think four wins from 22 games. You know, two of those wins have been against the Titans, one against the Cowboys. And for me, I think it's Mary. And your best player, Tyson Frizzell, when he wants out of a club on the second round, there's something that's amiss there. And he's usually the gauge of the Dragons, and he's really loved. So, unfortunately for me, I mean, we all know it. Mary's under the pump there. I feel sorry for Dean Pay because he's got to rebuild that squad too. Mm. So, some of those players, he's got to get the roster that he wants. He hasn't got it at the moment. But I think Mary's had a good squad for a few years now, and it's just not working.
Okay, given the new six-again rule and the fast-paced game, should the interchange be reduced to six now? Because they're talking about that from happening from 2021. Have we already got the game, Dill, that we wanted, the fast-paced game? Let's keep the interchange the same.
Yeah, look, mate, we can't make too many changes. I think we've made enough. Just, you know that when they say suck it and see? Well, this doesn't suck. Mate, we're loving it. I know there's some blowouts. But it's going to get better. And, you know, the better teams haven't really played against one another consistently yet. So I hope that makes sense. But I just, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm happy to leave it as is.
Quite
okay,
the day.
Beautiful.